Synovial fluid, if you're not familiar with that, is a fluid that's in every one of your joints. It's in every single joint, whether it's your elbow or your shoulder or your knee or your hip. You have synovial fluid, especially in your spine. It's actually in between each one of your vertebrae. And it's actually with the release of this synovial fluid that you get what we call bone on bone. Yo, what's going on, bro? Biden is your boy, Jerry, the TR Expert Washington here at General Fitness Company Studio. Today is Friday, April 5th, 2024, and this is Season 11, Episode 46, hence the Bro Biden. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about mobility again. We're going to be talking about mobility because I've been looking on social media. I've been seeing people selling courses. I've been seeing these influencers talking about helping people gain mobility. And the way they're having people gain mobility is pretty much been dismissed as by the fitness field as, you know, bunk, right? Essentially what people have been doing to try to show people they can get more mobility is that they should be doing things that are like static stretching, okay? Now, static stretching in and of itself is not necessarily a bad thing, but over time, static stretching actually has some irreversible detriments. So we're going to be talking about that, why doing things like the splits and doing static stretches or passive stretches, if you will, are not necessarily the best thing for you. Poses, not necessarily the best thing for your joints. So we're going to be talking about that and how you can actually stretch better so you can move better. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get this episode underway. Season 11, episode 46. And we're going to call this one, Don't Do the Splits. Lego! Feeling under pressure. All right, so we're going to be talking about mobility. So the thing is here, I've been seeing a lot of stuff on social media. People have been talking about how they can help people and improve their mobility. And then when I see what they're doing, I see that it is definitely not something that is approved by people in the fitness industry. In fact, what they're doing is essentially what we call traction, okay? Now, traction is not inherently bad. It's actually something that osteopaths and orthopedists, as well as chiropractors, do to a certain extent for people. It helps them kind of relieve some of the pressure in their joints by creating space in the joints. All right, so let's get into that a little bit because that's essentially something that is something we're all familiar with, and it's a great starting point for the point that I actually want to make here. So, as I said, traction is it's more or less, I shouldn't say it's a completely valid way to help with mobility, but how it's used, how it's correctly used, let's put it this way, how we know that it's used in a good way is by orthopedists. If you have like maybe a broken bone, right? If you have a broken bone, you create some traction that separates the bones, and then you essentially put those bones back into place, or you let the body's natural ability to heal to put the bones back in place. But that's when traction is normally good, like, you know, for bones. However, joint traction is not necessarily something that the fitness industry is. We don't all agree on the benefits of it, all right? It's more or less inconclusive at best when we're talking about joint traction. And let me tell you why. So the reason why, all right, the reason why most people want traction or people do static stretch poses or anything that creates space in the joint is because they want to relieve some pressure, right? They want to get some pain relief. And so when you do that, whether you are doing it at home on your own or you're going to see a chiro or an orthopedist or an osteopath, when they separate the joint, it creates a little bit of a relief. And that relief is because you are making room for that synovial fluid to come back into the joint. So synovial fluid, if you're not familiar with that, is a fluid that's in every one of your joints. It's in every single joint, whether it's your elbow or your shoulder or your knee or your hip, you have synovial fluid, especially in your spine. It's actually in between each one of your vertebrae. And it's actually with the release of this synovial fluid that you get what we call bone on bone, right? So when you have essentially a tightening of the joint, whether through poor mechanics or trauma, that synovial fluid tends to leave the joint. Now you can think about this like going to a pool. Now, if you've ever been in a pool, hopefully you have. If you haven't, you should try it. Swimming in pools is pretty cool. But you can think about it if being in a pool, or even better, everybody's taking a shower. When you're in a shower, sometimes you might like hold your hand like a fist, and you let water kind of like, you let the water squirt out of your hand, right? Maybe it's only me that does that. But anyways, you can kind of imagine what I'm talking about. You can imagine your fist as being the joint, and that water squirting out is actually synovial fluid. So what happens, like I said, when you have that tightening of the joint or you have that closing of the space in the joint, that synovial fluid leaves, you have the less lubrication, less viscosity in the joint, and so you get that what we call bone on bone. It's actually not bone on bone, it's actually cartilage rubbing together, but either way, it's still friction and it's still not good, and if it happens for too long, you might need surgery on that joint. So for people that have like back issues, because that's very, very common, essentially what's going on, especially lumbar spine, lumbar back issues, is that you have a closing down of the vertebrae. What happens is that you get like some shearing, some grinding, the joint's not moving properly, so synovial fluid tends to push out, and then we have that synovial fluid pushing out. Essentially, the vertebrae start to stack right on top of each other. Instead of having a little space, you know, a little disc, or whatnot, you end up having the herniation, and so that that vertebrae either pushes that disc towards your body, or pushes the vertebrae out. Okay, so when that happens, essentially, like I said, you end up getting degeneration of the joint, and sometimes people end up needing surgery so they can put like little screws in there to keep the joint open, right? But it also obviously creates limitations because you got metal that's not as movable. So not necessarily something that you want, right? You don't want to be having to have back surgery because you did something that was, you know, not good for you. So that is the history of traction, and that's essentially why people do these things like traction. But as I said, it's not inherently bad, but it definitely has some long-term side effects, okay? So what happens to your joint when you have this consistent stretching of the joint, when you have this consistent pulling apart of the joint? Well, as I said, the good part is that you have some joint relief. The bad part is that you create flaccid joints, okay? So if you constantly pull, you know, all right, if you're constantly pulling these joints apart, those ligaments and those tendons that are essentially supporting that joint, creating stability in the joint, are now becoming unstable. And the reason for that being is that what's going on is that you're training your joints to not have control over your movement, right? So let's take the splits, for instance, right? When you're doing the splits, or when people are training to do the splits, they're not necessarily like doing it with force. They're letting their body, or they're letting gravity essentially do the work, and they are training their joints to exert less force over that joint or over that movement. Okay, so your body doesn't want to do that, and that's why your body is stopping you from doing that. But you can, obviously, the body is highly adaptable, as we talked about in many episodes. So you can train your body to not resist that. But the problem is, because the splits are not a natural motion, your body has no way to compensate for that. You know, your body has no way to add distraction to that traction. All right, that sounds like a rap. But yeah, distraction is the other form. All right, so distraction is essentially you're putting force on the actual joint. Right, you can use a foam roller, but you can also use your actual muscles, right? You can also use the actual force, and that's going to help you create that distraction with the traction. Now, as I said, with the splits, you could technically do that. However, because it's not a natural movement for the body, it's not something that can be maintained long term, right? So again, what you're doing with the splits is you're teaching your body to your joint, your hip joints to be specific, to be unstable. So yes, it looks cool. Yes, you're probably going to sell a lot of products as an influencer if you can do the splits. However, it's not something that is actually going to be good for you long term. All right. So, I mean, you can ask any gymnast, right? Ask any gymnast how they're walking nowadays, right? They obviously, besides the pounding that they're doing consistently, they're also putting their body in some pretty compromising positions. They're putting their body in positions like doing the splits, you know, doing these back bends, doing these things that are just not going to be so good for the body overall. And it might be something that's aesthetically pleasing, right? It's something that we look at and we're impressed with, and that's essentially how they make money. But I don't know if that's something that we all want to be doing, right? These people are making money to put their body on the line and essentially tear their body up. They're essentially, you know, slaves to whatever industry that they put themselves into. And you don't, if you're not part of that industry and you're not making money for doing this, then you shouldn't be doing it, right? So the moral of the story here is that there's a lot of ways you can move your body. And I'm not poo-pooing any of those ways. I'm saying, like, I am entertained by gymnastics and other things similar to gymnastics just as much as the other guy or the next guy. However, what I'm saying is that if you are not a gymnast, an athlete, so to speak, or somebody that is going to need that to pay to make your money, then you should think about, like, maybe doing the things that your body is naturally meant to do so that you can live a long, healthy, happy life where you're mobile until you die. Why not, right? I mean, that's pretty much what we all want. We all want to be able to, you know, hang out, play with our kids, play with our grandkids, even maybe play with our great grandkids if we you know, make some good choices, or, you know, just are lucky. But at the end of the day, these people that are trying to sell you these programs and these people that are influencers that are online showing you how to do these passive stretches or even these mobilization stretches where you isolate a specific muscle and promote dehydration and tightness, right? Because essentially, as I said, I think I said this in recently, I don't remember when, but it's within the last couple episodes, when you're working those smaller muscle groups or you're working those muscles individually, those joints individually, what's going to happen is, because it's already weak, right? It's already weak. That's why you're working it. It's going to get even weaker because of the fact that you're not working it in a way that is going to be working with the system. You know, if you're working a joint specifically, that is not necessarily how you naturally move, but you're trying to stretch it because some influencer told you to, then you're going to run into issues again because, yes, yeah, you might feel the burn, so to speak, because that's essentially the measure that most people have for a good workout. You're going to also feel the pain later on because your body is not moving the way it naturally is supposed to move. So there's a lot of ways we can do this. I have a library on generalfitnesscompany.com that you can check out that has a lot of different movements and how you can actually move your body naturally. But here's one thing you can do that is probably not the best, but it's the easiest way for me to explain how you want to move your body. All right, so there's this thing I've talked about before, but I haven't talked about it a lot. It's called proprioceptive neuromuscular facilitation, a PNF stretching for short. And what you're doing there is you're doing the distraction and traction thing that I was talking about before. So say, for instance, you take your basic hamstring stretch where you're laying on your back and you're bringing your leg into your body. What you're going to do is you're going to grab that leg like you normally do, pull it into your body like you normally do, but instead of just pulling it in and having a passive stretch or executing a passive stretch, you're actually going to resist against that stretch. So what you're doing is you're facilitating those neuromuscular transmitters. And what's going to happen is that you're going to teach your brain that this particular range is safe, right? Because you're only going to the range that you can control. So essentially what you're doing is you're gaining mobility by gaining more control over your range, right? So you essentially just trick your brain into thinking that this is a good range of motion. And if you continue doing that by controlling it, right, again, you have to control it, you will eventually improve your range of motion without creating instability in your joints. However, again, if you're doing these passive stretches or you're doing these poses where you're kind of, you know, maybe you might be looking stable, you're not going to be necessarily going to be creating stability, because that stability that you are, that aesthetic stability that you're achieving is actually achieved by using other muscle groups and other joints that are not necessarily supposed to be those joints that you're supposed to use to execute that movement. So, yeah. in summary, don't do the splits, like the title of this episode. Don't do the splits. Do things that are your natural movements. Improve your mobility by doing things that are normal for us, normal human beings. You know, obviously there's a few, I talked about that in the genetic lottery. There's a few aberrations or whatnot into how we work and how we move as human beings. But for the most part, whatever is natural, running, walking, throwing, jumping, and climbing, those are things that we want to work on getting better at. Everything else, that's just extracurricular. And if you want to do that after mastering those first five basic human movements. All right, so that does it for this episode. I really do hope it brought you value. If it did bring you value, I would hope that you would put that down in the rating and review section wherever you're listening to this. I would also love for you to share this if it brought you value, because I know if it brought you value, it's going to bring someone else value that might need that help. You know, I'm sure there's people that you know that are stretching and doing those static stretches and thinking that they're going to get improvement in their mobility, and you're going to save them a lot of pain and a lot of heartache down the road with just this one episode. And it's free, so why not? All right, so if you do those two things, I also would definitely appreciate you clicking that subscribe button so you can be notified when the next episode comes out. All right, so that does it for this episode. I will check you later. I hope you have a good one. I do appreciate you listening. And as always, keep good company.